This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so for the last section tonight, we're going to focus on some Divrei Torah for Seder and for Pesach. The first idea is very much related to what we just spoke about. The Arizal says that Pesach is an acronym, if you like, of the two words Pesach. It's a bridge of a combination of those two words, Pesach, that a mouth that talks. It's good to talk. And that, like we said before, is a connection between the parashas of Tazrim and Torah that often fall around the time of Pesach. Because the idea is that the person, one of the main averas that a person gets harassed for is for Lashon Hara, come on, Erchin says, and his reparation, if you like, as we discussed, is taking the two birds, killing one bird, which represents the bad speech, and taking the other bird and using it in a positive sense. That's really what this ability, this gift of speech is meant to be for. And Pesach is all about that, the importance of using speech properly, as we just discussed, whether it's Divrei Torah, Yas, or Torah, the Gemara says, if the Matak Nosa, what is the Takona for it? Or just much of Pesach, as we described, is involving using speech at Seder night, the mitzvah Sipusis Mitzrayim, etc., etc. But I once heard a very interesting thing from Diane Hull here in London. He said the following fascinating idea. I don't think I've shared this before in Haggadah Shir, but it's a good intro for Pesach, and it really fits into what the Arizal says about Pesach, that Pesach is really about using speech properly. How many teeth do we have? The adult should have 32 teeth. 32 teeth, 16 upper teeth and 16 lower teeth. Now, the Rokeach says something very, very interesting. There is a minimum, if you think about it, on a quiet week in the Beis HaMikdash, what is the minimum number of korbonos that they would have? In other words, there's nothing else going on, no nadarim v'nadavos, no voluntary offerings. In a quiet week in the Beis HaMikdash, the minimum number of offerings that you would have is 16. Why? Because there are two tmidin every day, two daily offerings, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, the Tomid Shal Shacharis and the Tomid Shal Bein Arabayim. 2 times 7 is 14. Plus on Shabbos, you have two musafim. So the minimum amount of korbanos that you would have on the Mizbeach in a quiet week in the Beis HaMikdash is 16. Next question. What is the minimum amount of aliyahs that you have in a week? So in a regular week, you have 7 aliyahs on Shabbos, 7 people are called to the Torah on Shabbos, and you have 3 on Monday, 3 on Thursday, and 3 on Shabbos afternoon. So 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 9, plus 7 on Shabbos, again, gives you 16. So it's interesting that the minimum number of korbanos, of weekly korbanos, is 16, and the minimum parashios, which means aliyahs, that we call up and we lay, is going to be 16. What is the idea? So Diane Hall explained this Rokeach in the following way. He said that the reason why we have speech, the reason why we have teeth, is really for two functions. One is for eating, and one is for speech. It's very hard to eat without teeth. The food needs to be processed, liquidized, and speaking is difficult without teeth. And therefore, the connection is that we need teeth to eat for spiritual sustenance, and also to speak Torah. And that those two aspects, the weekly korbanos and the parashas that we lay in, the aliyahs, represent these two things. The korbanos is called achilas mizbeach, the eating of the mizbeach, the consumption of the mizbeach. That represents the spiritual sustenance that we should have when we eat food. And that's represented, that's the message, if you like, of the korbanos, that we have 16 korbanos, a minimum of 16 korbanos in a week. The representation is that that's one function of our teeth, to utilize it to eat for nourishment, for spiritual sustenance. There is a second aspect. The second aspect is to learn Torah, to speak words of encouragement and positivity. And that's really the minimum amount of aliyahs and parashas that we lay in per week. That's that representation. And that explains the harsh response to the Rasha. The Rasha, Seder night, we say to him, when he says his, you know, he sort of disassociates himself from us, we give a very harsh response. What do we say? Hakeh es shinov.
which literally means you sort of blunt his teeth, you knock out his teeth. That's an unusual response. What are we getting at? The idea perhaps is that we're telling the Rosh on Pesach, why do you need your teeth? The teeth have two functions. One is for sustenance, and one is to speak Divrei Torah, speak positive things. But you're doing neither. And therefore, we're telling the Rosh, Hake Shinov, you're not using your teeth for the correct reasons. Hake Shinov, blunt your teeth, you're misusing them. So that is the connection. That is why we have 32 teeth. The 16 upper, the 16 lower, they represent the two functions of speech and of the mouth, of teeth, the minimum number of karbonis in the week, the minimum parashas in the week, both the number 16. A very interesting idea. Now, let's move on to a very interesting second idea. The very first Rashi in the entire Torah. Rashi says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, lohayotzorech lahaskel es haTorah el miachodesh hazeh lochem. That we only really needed to begin the Torah with HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Shehi mitzvah Rishonish Nitzav B'Yisrael. That was the very first mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded on. Fine. Furthermore, Kiddush Levana. Last week, I think it was last Matzah Shabbos, or I forget when. Two or three weeks ago. This Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, it was before. But one of the mitzvahs that we do every month, of course, is Kiddush Levana. So we go out, whether it's Matzah Shabbos or the first opportunity, whenever it is, we go out and there's the monthly ceremony of Kiddush Levana. Now, the words we say are very powerful. It's based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Beis, but the Lashon of Kiddush Levana is, Tana Devei Rishmol, Il Molei Lo Zoch Yisrael Lahagbo Pnei Avim Shebashamayim Pamachts B'Chodesh Dayom. We equate the ceremony of sanctifying the new moon as if we're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is so special about Kiddush Levana? You see a group of men outside the shul on Matzah Shabbos, they're sort of facing, you know, they look up to the moon, and they're all outside, congregating outside, they're saying Kiddush Levana. What's that all about? What is so special about it? Why is it the first mitzvah? Of course, in its purest form, the mitzvah was to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, to be Mekadosh the Levana, that we'd get two Edim, and they would sanctify the new moon. And now, nowadays, we sort of have our monthly ceremony of Kiddush Levana, but the words we use are being Hagbo Pnei Avichim Shebashamayim. We're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that about? Now, the idea is this. On a regular Friday night in Kiddush, we make reference to two remembrances. We say that Shabbos is Zikar and the Maisa Bereshis, and it's Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. That's the Nusach of the Kiddush. Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem Hakim Mecha Yilam Hashem Kitshon B'mitzvayis of Rots of Banu, the Shabbos Kotcho B'Av of Rots Mechilonu, Zikarin and the Maisa Bereshis, Ki Huyam Tchilim Kri Kiddush, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. What are those two zikarons? What are the two remembrances? Zikaron l'maisa b'reishis is a commemoration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is a commemoration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and orchestrates every single event. And that's really what we're standing up when we make Kiddush on Friday night. Number one is Zikaron l'maisa b'reishis. We give edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But he didn't just create the world and sort of let it go. But he's involved and he oversees and orchestrates daily events. That, the second one, is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, that is sometimes the difference between Judaism and other religions. In Yiddishkeit, we have that awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only created the world, but he oversees it and continues to be involved. Hashgach HaPratis, Hashgach HaKlalis, he very much is involved in the world. The many in the non-Jewish world don't believe in that. They say maybe even God created the world, but even if he did, he sort of set it in mode nature and he let it run. And that is manifested, says the Malbim, in Tehillim, which we say in Hallel, Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says, Ram al kol goyim Hashem al Hashem kavodei. The nations of the world see God as somewhere lofty in heaven, and that's it, no involvement, sort of detached from the daily runnings of this world. But mi kashem elokeinu hamagbi lo shevetz. But who is like our God? We, Klal Yisrael, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the daily running of the world. HaMashpili Lireis Vashemayim Boris. He sort of comes down to see what's going on in the world. Says the Malbim, Romal Kol Goyim Hashem, Sheledaitum Hu Misreimim, sorry, Min Ha'olim HaShofel. In their eyes, Hashem is sort of elevated from this lowly world. Rakal HaShemayim Kavodai. And his location is only in heaven. It's not his honor to look down in this lowly world. They understand that blessing and comes from just, you know, natural, you know, a person's own endeavor, the natural running of the world. That's the non-Jewish way of looking at things. Avol mi kashem elokeinu hamagbil hasheva, says the Malbim, hamashpin liris b'shamayim ba'aretz. I.e., he's very much involved in running and orchestrating this world. And this says, I saw this in the Haggadah of my friend, he says a beautiful thing. He quotes the Drash Moshe. Moshe Feinstein says that this is the Kavona in the famous Medrash. This is the Medrash, we mentioned it, interestingly, in the Halachashit, and it came up, strangely enough, in that. But it's a well-known Medrash. Matrunush, this is on the second side of the sheet. If you're listening online, email me at jadavolka@gmail.com. I'll happily send you the handout. The Medrash says in Bereshit Rabbah Parshas Vayetze in Parshas Samaches Siman Dalet. Matruna Shalas Rabbi Yesi Bar Chalafta. A Roman noblewoman once asked Rabbi Yesi Bar Chalafta, Omra Lo, she said to him, L'kam yomim barak l'shbarach v'esolomai. How long did it take God to create the world? Omra Lo, l'sheshes yomim. 6 days. Omra Lo, so she said back to him, so he was busy in those first 6 days. What's God been doing since then? He's been in making shidduchim. He's also involved in financial matters, etc., etc. The purpose and the point of the Medrash is, as Ramesh Feinstein, is beautiful. This debate, this dialogue between this Roman noblewoman and Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta goes to this very point that I just mentioned. She said, I understand God created the world. But what's he been doing since then? He stays in heaven. He's not involved in the running of this world. Says Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only created the world, but he's very much involved in the running of the world. He's involved in the ongoing activities in this world. Mezavik Zivugim, Mamoyne Shaploni Laploni. He's involved in everything. And that's exactly the exchange that's going on over here. It's a reference to the fact that we believe not only Zikar and Lemaisa Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but also Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, that, says the Zohar, explains the phenomenon in Pesach. It says, with regard to Paro, the description of the Pasuk about Paro hardening his heart is two phrases used. Vayechizak Lev Paro, and Vayachazek Hashem es Lev Paro. Two similar but slightly different phrases. Vayechezak Lev Paro, that Paro hardened his own heart. That's number one. And Vayechezak Hashem es Lev Paro is normally understood to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened the heart of Paro. But the Zohar explains a bit different. Vayech, it means the same thing in both instances, as the Zohar, that it was Paro hardening his own heart. But they were slightly different. The first one, that was just his bechira, he chose to harden his heart. But the Vayechazik, Hashem as Lev Paro, the Zohar says that Paro hardened his own heart to the concept of Hashem. Vayechazik, Hashem as Lev Paro, Paro hardened his heart to the concept of Hashem. What is the concept of Hashem? Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei, we know, is the Lashon of Hoya, Hove, V'yiyeh. God was, is, and will always be. He transcends time. That reference of Hoya Hove V'yiyeh is a reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly involved in everything that has taken place, that is taking place, and that will take place. And therefore, he, as it were, denied the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world. That's exactly what this Roman noblewoman was saying as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but is not involved in the ongoing running of it. And therefore, when we make Kiddush Levana, unlike the rest of mankind, they look up at the moon and they perhaps think nature, they perhaps think astronomy or science, we remind ourselves that as predictable as the waxing and the waning of the moon is, and we can predict when the moon will be, when the new moon will be, to the second, for decades to come. But we can then, nonetheless, we remind ourselves that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who continues to sustain the world on every single moment and watches over and orchestrates everything. That's really what we're declaring. And that's why Kiddush Levana is considered so significant, that it's so important. It's as if we're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. we're recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in this world. And therefore, on the Seder night, Emes Hashem, on Friday, 2 weeks' time, when Emes Hashem will be standing up and we begin the Seder with Kaddish, with Kiddush. What are we standing up saying? We're saying, Zikaron L'maisa Bereishis, Hashem created the world, and Zecher L'maisa Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just created the world, but it's also Zecher L'tzias Mitzrayim. He was involved and is involved and orchestrates everything, continues to sustain the world and is involved in everything. And that is a critical tenet of our faith, so critical that we remind ourselves this is the very beginning of the most powerful night of the year of Seder night, and that is the first Rashi in Chumash. That is why Kiddush Levana gets such an emphasis and such prominence in Jewish thought, in Jewish liturgy. So just to summarize, what have we said? Pesach, says the Arizal, is per soch, it's good to talk. But that's the connection with Tazria Mitzvah, as we spoke about. That's also the concept of 32. The 32 teeth that we have, 16 upper and lower, represents the two functions of speech and of eating, which represents the 16 minimum korbanos of the Mizbeach and the 16 leaning or aliyahs that we have per week, minimally. And then the idea, of course, of Hakeh Shinov, that's the response to the Rasha. But also the idea of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's so critical, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be involved in the running of the world. That's why Kiddush Levana is so important. And on Friday night, we make reference to that. Zikaron L'maisa Bereishis and Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and is involved and orchestrates everything that happens since then. And that explains the Malbim in Psukim in Halel, in Tehillim, Kufit Gimel, Ramal Kolem Hashem, and Mik Hashem Lekenu, he's involved. That's our view of things. And explains, says Ramesha the Medrash, as I mentioned. And that's the difference between Vayechazak Leiparo and Vayechazak Hashem Es Leiparo. According to the Zohar, he refused to understand the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Hoya Hoiver V'yir aspect of Hashem, his involvement of everything we do. And it's such an important, critical tenet of our faith that we begin the Seder with this very concept. Thank you for listening. And Mr. Hashem will have part two next week. Call to everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.